right here. Just pay attention to us.
The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is
Middle Children.
Let's get to it. You know what I mean? Let's get to it.
Yeah, let's get to it.
How the hell are you?
I'm good.
Can I say something?
You not look, if it's oh yes.
Oh, you look good. You look good. I think you look like you got a little sun.
Thank you. I think it's just the shirt, maybe.
Could be the shirt.
It's summery.
Very summer. Happy summer to you and yours, as I always say.
Thank you. I will say I am the fittest I've ever been in my life, for sure.
Can I say something? You're so fit.
Thank you.
That's a beautiful thing. I'm actually the opposite right now on the pendulum, but that's fine because I love to swing.
Well, I love to swing as well, but this is the furthest I've swung in this way.
It's exciting, isn't it?
Yeah. It's funny, just, you know, I'm like, how long is it going to hold up over here before I come tumbling back down to the other side? But
it's funny because whenever I'm over there, I'm like, I'm going to be fit forever and I'll never, ever go back because I know how it feels. And then I'll be like, I'm a fit person. Like, I like
remember
to
this
eat
feeling.
Next thing
but
I know,
I am trying to like, because it used to be I'd be really good, right, for like 2 weeks. And then something happens. I don't go for 3 or 4 days. And then I'm like, what's the point of ever going back? And then it's like a week of.
Right.
But I don't do that anymore. That's like if I don't go, I'm like, okay, you just have to go and do the best you can.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, summer's here.
So, oh, beautiful. I'm proud. That's beautiful. I went to the beach this weekend and there was a pool.
Where?
I thought of you the whole time.
Where?
In Long Beach.
Whose pool?
It was the hotel pool.
Oh.
It was outside.
A pool? No way.
And a hot tub. Well, sometimes they're inside in a hotel.
I don't like an indoor pool.
I guess, yeah, they wouldn't do that. But it was just.
I mean, they could, but I don't like an indoor pool.
Me neither. It makes me sad.
Unless
in the summer.
It's my. If I had a house
winter, yeah.
with an indoor pool,
then I'd love it.
100%. Did you know there's like brownstones, secret brownstones?
Secrets?
All over Manhattan and Brooklyn that are like full homes that people have pools in the basement.
You know, it makes you mad when you realize just what's going on in the New York scene. Because I'm going to tell you something right now. New York reminds me a lot of the beach. And by that, I mean, everyone's got a sandcastle and everyone's like, that's my bucket. And you're like, can we share buckets? Can we all play at the beach? And they're
Hold on, slow down. I don't think I'm following the metaphor.
I don't know if I really know.
People are building their own houses up more.
It's like more just, you know, when you go to the beach and then people are like, this is my sand. And you're like, we're all at the beach.
I don't think I've fought with anyone about sand. Did you get in a fight with someone about the sand?
Well, just the metaphor of sand. You know, you go to the beach. Yeah. I had siblings.
So did I.
Yeah.
Famously older and younger. Yeah.
I don't know. You know, I just wish someone I knew had a pool and I wish I had access to that pool.
Me too.
I'll say that. That's actually what I wish. Too. That's what I wish.
I want my own pool more than anything.
I know.
More than world peace, I want a pool.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I don't mean that, but it would be nice.
It would be nice. And I actually think that if all the, you know, dictators in the world got in a pool,
Amen.
We would solve a lot.
The meeting should happen.
In a pool.
In a pool.
Come on.
A little game of Marco Polo.
Exactly.
I love pool games.
Me too.
I love a pool game.
What's your favorite pool game?
Well, I played one for the first time last year when I was in Spain. And we were all like fucked up and playing like... regular old other people get fucked up and play like sexy pool games, right?
Yeah.
No, we were playing literally like chicken Marco Polo, and then that game where like someone stands on the everybody's like on the one end of the pool.
Yeah.
And then someone is out of the pool facing away so you can't see behind you.
Yeah.
And you say like categories. I think it's called categories.
Okay.
So it's like categories is colors, right?
Colors, yeah.
And so you have to think of your category.
Okay.
Or think of your color.
Right.
Purple.
I'm going to say purple.
Okay, right? So I'm like, orange, purple. When I say purple, you have to start making your way to the other side of the pool. But if I
hear me,
hear you, then I go after you and to tag you in the pool.
That's so fun.
It's so fun.
I would play that. That sounds like a lot of fun.
It was such a blast.
See, you have to have the whole pool for that.
And it was nice. It has to be a bit. Yeah.
Yeah. You can't have like other people in the pool.
I can't do pool games with a shared pool.
Yeah, it's too much.
No.
I hate that.
Imagine the synchronized dance routines, swim routines we could come up with in a pool.
Wait, can you imagine? Oh, my so many. God.
I am
so
my
many.
Best self in a pool.
Me too.
I'm cool. I'm weightless.
Weightless. I don't know. I was telling my friend this. I was like, my eyes, no problem open underwater.
Oh, see, I don't.
They
do
just,
that.
My eyes don't even feel chlorine. I mean, I might be bloodshot later, but I'll tell you what. I see everything that happens underwater.
I have contacts in.
I'm sorry to hear that. I can see everything.
But I love a goggle.
I love you with a goggle.
I love a goggle with the nose on it too.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That
I want to go snorkeling.
Yeah.
You don't want to?
I'm kind of scared. I think I want to. I'm just really, I don't like things that have like really hard rules that it's like you could die. That's where I get scared.
You can die in a pool. A lot right. more people die in pools than snorkeling, I would bet. Can we get the numbers on that, Ronnie?
Is that true? Wow.
I don't guarantee it, but you can't count willing kids. To bet that a lot more people die in pools than
But
in,
I bet that's kids.
I don't, well, kids, that's the number
kids
one.
Kids aren't going snorkeling.
Some kids snorkel.
Wow. You know what? What do I know? Literally nothing.
Rich kids snorkel.
Yeah, rich kids do everything way more in pools. All right, I'll start snorkeling.
Way more in
I
pools.
Could do it. I could do it. I could do it.
I think you're thinking of, I think scuba diving is the more
I think I am
one.
Thinking of scuba diving.
Snorkeling, you're close to the top
oh,
the whole
oh,
time.
Oh, I like snorkeling. It's scuba diving I am thinking of.
Snorkeling, you're like over the reef.
Oh, yeah, that could be me.
Yeah.
Should we do that?
Scuba diving is a little scary.
That one's, yeah, it just seems like, you know. One.
And if you come up too fast, something can happen and you die.
That's what I'm saying.
There was a kid on that tuna fishing show I used to watch.
Oh, my God.
In like the end of the
no,
like the end of the season, it's fucked up. But like I watched because I was binging all the seasons,
of course.
And at the end of every season, there's like a winning boat. So it's like whatever boat gets the most money.
Okay.
And so his boat won.
Okay.
So like the episode ends, his boat won. The next episode starts, and it's like
no,
his friend wearing like an in memoriam t-shirt of the guy that just won.
Oh, my God.
And it was that he was like scuba diving in his free time and came up too fast. And whatever that thing is, like he died.
Oh, see. That really scares me.
Right?
That's what really scares me about it.
Wait, so what did you do at the beach? You got a hotel?
Yeah.
How long were you there?
Just Friday.
I've had five
Sunday.
Beverages since we've been sitting here, I think.
I love that. It's a liquid-a-thon. It was like Friday to Sunday, but still incredible.
Long Beach is close.
That's what I mean. It's only like 2 hours away.
On the train, I think it's even closer, isn't it?
I don't know. I drove with my friend.
I have friends that live there that come to the city every day for work.
Wow. Well, that's certainly something. Well, it was really, I needed some time out in the sun. I'll tell you know what else I did? And God, this says vacation to me. This is who I am to a T.
Fuck okay? a stranger.
I fucked a stranger. First of all, I collected more seashells.
Oh, God.
My friend and I collected so many seashells.
For what?
Well, we're going to do projects. No. And you can't stop me. I am going to be a seashell woman.
You know that?
And you're getting a seashell.
In straight marriage that I do with Kelly, yeah. Like the running bit we've had for 10 years is that Kelly collects and bleaches seashells and sells them on her Etsy shop, Bleachell.
Well, unfortunately.
And makes jewelry out of them.
Well. It's going to be me.
Oh,
I couldn't help
Jesse.
It. I couldn't help it. I kept running into these big, beautiful
We're
seashells.
We're going to be coming in. Jesse's going to have giant yes. seashell earrings,
and
puka shell necklace.
That's right. I was just stunned by all the, and so we collected so many. And then I was out there. We were walking for like 2 hours laying out. You know what I've never done? And everyone's going to make fun of me, but this is what I, so my friend and her mom and her friend were there. And they were what I would consider seasoned beachers. And by what that means to me is like when I went to the beach with my family, there wasn't a drop to drink. Like if you went in the water and salt water got in your mouth, good luck to you. And maybe you have to go back to the house. These women brought, I can't explain to you, drinks. chips and dip. We were dipping chips in sour cream and onion dip, looking at the waves.
I can't eat on a beach. I can't eat on a beach because it's always a whole thing.
No.
Okay?
Wait.
There's sand getting everywhere. The seagulls are attacking.
No.
I was in Rhode Island trying to eat a ham sandwich on the beach.
Yeah.
And the seagulls literally were so aggressive that anyone that ate anything would have to put a complete towel over. Like, you had to hide everything from the seagulls.
Well, okay, that's unfortunate. And I do, so seagulls can be a lot, I'll say that. But we were lucky. I don't know what to say. I've never eaten on the beach before. Time of my life. I'm about to be a cooler girl.
I love a beach bar.
Well, I love a beach bar, but I could see myself as a cooler girl. A girl who brings a cooler filled with fun things. Even at the park, I could be the cooler girl. Do you like that?
It's important to have goals.
I'm going to be a cooler girl.
I think you can bring a cooler when you go places. I don't think you have to necessarily identify yourself as a cooler girl.
But I never thought of myself as such. And now I'm like, life is better with a cooler. I get it.
But you have to carry it around.
That part will
be romanticizing coolers.
I know.
For sure.
It was so fun though. And then I took a nap. You know, when you've been out in the sun so long, you go, I simply have to nap. I have no other option but to close my eyes and say goodbye.
Did you fall asleep on the beach?
No, I went back to the room to sleep. And then I went in the pool. And it was the time of my life.
Good for you.
It was really, really great. I feel great about it.
That sounds lovely.
Thank you. What'd you do? You were in LA.
Yeah, what? I don't even know what day it is, honestly.
Tuesday, yeah.
For you guys. Flew to LA on last Wednesday.
Right.
Spent the day with my friend. Thursday, I had recorded episodes at Netflix.
I love that.
Then that night, I had the big Netflix event at this $50 million mansion in the hills that I was like hosting. I was like giving the awards out.
Oh my God.
And then the next day, there was another event for a skincare thing. So I had to push my flight to the red eye.
Oh.
So I had another event in another mansion in Beverly Hills.
Wow.
I know, right? Two mansions in 2 days.
Wow.
And then I took the red eye back, got back to New York at like 9 a.m. And then I had my show on that night.
Oh my God.
So yeah, it was a long week.
That's a long week. Did you present at both of the things? You looked great in that red suit. I said, who is that?
I interviewed people at both things.
That's so cool.
The red suit was working, right?
No, it worked.
Did you see the pin?
I don't know if I saw what pin.
I got like a lapel. I got like a brooch for the lapel.
Shut up.
To spice things up a little.
I love a brooch.
It was like a lion with a crown. And then it had like a chain attached to like crystal thing over here.
I love that.
It really spiced it up.
That's spicy, honey.
You know?
Yeah, that's tootin' wootin'. I love that. Damn.
So, yeah, that was, it was good though. It was nice.
No, that sounds stunning. That sounds incredible.
I interviewed Josh Peck from Drake and Josh.
How is he?
Very nice.
Okay. Like overly nice?
Not overly nice. I mean.
Just nice.
He was very nice.
I love that.
You know?
Yeah. Could you be friends with him? Did you feel that? Or it was like
I
just
mean
a
the
nice...
same way I do with any straight guy I meet.
Okay, right. Absolutely.
If we're in a forced situation for a long time, we're going to end up becoming friends probably. Mike, I don't think that if our paths hadn't crossed in a work situation, you think that we would have ended up being friends if we just met at a party one time?
Mike's turning on the mic.
I think if we...
His voice went up.
I think that if we had run into each other at a few places at parties, which is not...
A few times.
Given the circles that we run in.
True.
I think we would have been friends. You and I are very similar, Chris. There's a
no,
lot
I
of
agree.
Similarities.
But I think we're also both are similar and we're not today, going to introduce, like, we're both a little socially anxious.
Yeah.
I think we're both kind of like, I think we're both very nice, but also at our core, kind of also like no bullshit kind of people.
Yeah.
A little bit. Cold. Do you agree with that?
Cold. I do agree with that.
I think I'm warm with, I think I'm an.
Although actually Mike and I, we became friends really quick. Maybe we were next to each other.
Yeah.
In the office, because like I was like, we were buddies fast out the gate, and you and I took, it was a long time.
Chris has a hard shell. once you crack the shell and get to the night, the warm Chris, yeah, goo,
once you see who happy. Chris is, you're like, holy cow. Yeah.
It's not that I like, I don't know why I'm.
No, it makes, I'm the same way. I think when I'm nervous.
Yeah, when I'm nervous, I think I come off.
That's
like,
all
I'm
it
like,
is.
Rude,
totally.
Cold, but I'm like,
yeah. And two of the same people, it's like that's going to be hard. But then when you both break, then you're like, oh my god, this is so fun. You know?
Yeah, I agree.
So I think that's true.
But
I
also think, like, my other like close straight male friend.
Yeah,
we like work together at the restaurant every day for you know. So, but I guess that's true about any friend, really.
Yeah. Sometimes people have to grow on you, and sometimes it's immediate, and sometimes when it's immediate. It doesn't last forever. So who's to say?
A shitty job will bond you.
Yeah.
And trauma. I think that's totally. The thing. The three of us also had this scenario where we were kind of like going to get coffee together, bitching about the boss. Yeah. You know,
true.
So that definitely
helps. That helps.
Yeah. That's true.
I love that.
Yeah. If it happens too fast,
you got to be careful.
They're crazy.
Yeah, they're.
That's how I always feel.
Yeah,
and that's why I get nervous when you say I met this amazing person and Bo, and I'm like, it sounds too fast.
Speaking of too fast, the guy. Let me give a little update on the guy from last week.
Oh yeah,
who first of all ended our little text convo with keep in touch. So I said I'm going to burn this man at the stake. We're never speaking again. Great, but I'm glad I clarified. But then, as luck would have it, that night. My friend was like, I'm going to go for a walk. Do you want to go for a walk? I was like, you know what? One thing about me is I love to walk. You know that. I love to stretch my legs. I love to see the city. So I go,
AKA my block in Astoria.
My block. I literally step outside, turn on my block. And I hate to say this, but I'm throwing my friend under the bus, honestly, because I forgot I had even told her about what had happened. I was bragging to all my friends. I thought it was the coolest thing that ever happened to me. I can't believe I met someone in real life. I forgot I showed her a picture. Okay. We're walking on the street. I'm like trying to get myself together, not paying attention. She goes, is that his name? Says his name out loud. Okay. All of a sudden he's coming. I'm like, oh my God. Because in my mind, I'm like, she knows him. I forgot I had told her the story. So now I'm like, I can't believe you know him. I want to die. I want to die in general. Both of us. I mean, I guess I honestly, what happened to me is I guess I went back to middle school 101. I hid in a bush. Essentially. I like literally, I like got in the feed. I was like, oh my God, turned away, went, oh my God. Then I was like, was that weird? Was that even him? Like, I just panicked when she said his name out loud because I forgot his name. Okay.
Yeah.
And B, I was like, I can't believe that you would out me like that.
Wait, so what did he do?
He kept walking. Then I turned around and we waved at each other. And I went, I'll never take a walk again in my neighborhood.
Oh my
ever
God.
Ever again. Just kidding. But,
and then you haven't spoken since then?
No.
See, the world works in mysterious ways.
It really does, because it's so funny when you can have such good energy one day and the next day you don't have that energy. Like my energy.
Well, also putting him in your path in such a quick time. Like bumping into him so quickly after.
After he said keep in touch.
Yeah.
Like I think it would have been different if we hadn't. If I, you know what I mean? But I had burned him from my memory.
In a day, which is insane.
I can burn people real quick.
But it is crazy when things like that happen.
I know.
I remember one time I was like 7 years ago texting with my friend Lauren about asking these two comedians who were like, you know, at the time, big UCB, like,
yeah,
you know, whatever. And I was like, I don't think they would do it, whatever. And she's like, they'll definitely do it. I'm also in New Orleans, like on an obscure street in New Orleans, texting her, walk into a bar and they're sitting at the table in the bar in New Orleans.
Oh my God.
And I was like,
that's weird, right?
It's kismet.
It's kismet.
So,
and that's what's important to remember.
But it is interesting that you chose to jump in a bush when.
And by bush, I mean, I truly, you know, like a few seconds later, you're like, what happened to me? I just wish, I think my friend made me so nervous. You know what I mean? Like, I think instead of being like, isn't that the guy? Or like giving me a heads up in any way, being like, screaming it, I wanted to die. It felt like if you're gonna scream it, I have to hide. Like I felt like I had to hide based off that reaction.
Yeah, my friend, when I was in LA at one of the things, my friend literally was like, you're one of the girl that we're talking about.
Oh, okay, got it.
Not even talking about, but you're just a girl.
Okay, I'll be a girl.
Okay. And she's, we're standing here and she's like, don't you know her?
Are you gonna? It's like,
and I was like, put your fucking hand down.
People are crazy. Like, honestly, from that, I was like, do you not have my back? I was literally like, do you not have like, my back?
Immediately, she was like, oh God, sorry. I don't know what
thank
I,
God.
I don't know. And I was like, hi. Like, I'm like,
my friend didn't do that. She was like, what? What's going on? Like, I literally was like, you're my mom in this situation and I want to pulverize you.
When you're like, okay, don't look behind you. Yeah.
Immediate. Don't look at what?
Like what?
Don't look
that
at
that guy.
Him?
Is that guy?
You? I'm like, literally, this girl, I couldn't believe. And I was mad the rest of the time. I was like, I just can't believe you did that to me.
Well,
I can't. I would never do that to somebody.
I don't think you would intentionally.
No.
And I'm sure she didn't do it intentionally, right?
No.
So.
It's just the way, I don't know. It was crazy.
Oh, wait, you didn't finish telling your seashell story before I rudely interrupted you.
Well, it's pretty much that I collected seashells and I am going to do something with them, my friend and them? I. We are going to bleach them and then we are going to put, like, to play around and do different backgrounds and paint them and stuff. It's just a fun project.
It can be.
Who knows? Maybe we'll open an Etsy.
I just think seashells
belong
in the sea.
Sure.
You know?
It's just going to be fun.
We'll see.
I love a summer project. If it's summer, I'm going to do a project.
What is your summer project list?
Right now, the seashells. What else is on the list?
I want to go horseback
riding.
Redo
my whole... Let's go!
I've been wanting to go horseback riding.
Why aren't we going?
Because I'm afraid that they won't let me on the horse. Because like that, remember that plus size girl and
Remy,
and they wouldn't let her on the fucking horse.
Yeah, I think that was insane. I think that first of all, we have a friend who owns a horse.
I'm also like, hello, cowboys are heavy.
Yeah, no, it's stupid. I don't know.
John Goodman rides a horse, right?
Yeah, I don't
know why.
I don't know who's... Horses are very strong.
He's been in a Western, I think. I'm picturing...
He's definitely been on a horse or two.
Before he lost the weight.
Before he lost the weight.
John Goodman definitely rode horses before he lost the weight.
Yes. We can get you on a horse.
I mean, I've ridden horses in the past.
That's what I'm saying. But I meant we can get access.
Like a trail ride?
That would be nice.
Wouldn't a trail ride be nice?
Do you watch Summer House?
No.
Oh, well.
Well, I watch.
One of the guys takes the girl on like a horse ride. The whole time I was like, that's literally so cute.
It can be. I think it can be ruined fast.
Sure. With anyone speaking.
Horse, you know.
Yeah, I do know. But it felt sweet. People and it felt really unusual. Okay. People die on horses. What are the stats compared to snorkeling? I'm kidding. No. Famously in kindergarten, this girl I knew died.
On a horse?
Yeah.
And you still want to go horseback riding?
No, I mean, I didn't horseback ride after that.
It is weird that...
I was like, you can't... But now I'm an adult that I'm like, okay, I can understand what happened was like fluky and I'll be okay.
I was talking about how your house burned down last night.
Can you believe that?
No.
Can you literally believe that?
I think the craziest thing is that you don't talk about it every day. I feel like I'd always be bringing it up.
Yeah. You know, I think that I'm one of those people that, like, I really suppress trauma and I forget how much until I'll be like, oh, you know why I'm being weird about that? I forgot. My house burned down. Like,
well, I feel like you are pretty open about other trauma.
I know.
And that's why it's surprising that, like, something as dramatic as that.
It was a hard one. It was a really hard one. And it was hard even to understand at the time. And it's like people don't even let you have a reaction. Then you have to just keep living. Then you're just living. We lived in a rental house for a year.
Yeah.
A year. A year of my life as a child. Everything I had in that bedroom, my little childhood bedroom, my Hillary Duff posters, my Destiny's Child posters, my dolls, everything gone.
Do you think that's why you try to connect to your inner child so often?
I think a big part of the reason that my home, like, needs to feel like a home and, like, connected to me, or, like, is because I didn't have one for so long, and it means a lot to me to feel like I have a home base. But if you told me everything in my home right now was gone other than Winnie, I'd be like, okay. I, like, love my things, but I'm not, like, super attached to them. I could lose them and it would be fine.
That's, yeah, I think sort of how I feel.
Yeah.
I love them.
Yeah, but
in my space, and I need my space. But yeah, if Otis was.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
My roommate, obviously.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I even think when I think about moving, I'm like, I would want to start over. Part of me is like, I don't even want to bring.
That's kind of how I move.
Do you?
Well, I get rid of a lot.
Yeah, I would do a big sale or something.
And my roommate is even worse than I am when it comes to that.
Really?
Like, well, like, you know.
Yeah.
Like, she'll be like, what is this? Like, anything that's not fucking tied down is going to get.
Oh, wow.
Donated or whatever.
Yeah.
When I moved last time, so there was always like some sort of a shelter that I lived next door, and I didn't know really what it was exactly because there's no like signs on it, but it's obviously like,
yeah,
not like there's people that work there also, especially because my only window in my room was like the alley across to the office that they had in there for like whoever was in charge.
Yeah.
And they would work 24 hours. There was someone in there.
Wow.
So I would wake up and be like,
yeah,
looking at you sitting in an office chair.
Oh, my God.
It was awful. That's why we had to move.
Yeah.
But yeah, the thing, all the blankets I made and stuff.
Yeah.
I just gave to them.
That's really nice.
Cause I'm like, what am I going to do with them?
Yeah.
That's why I really stopped making blankets. Cause like, I don't have any. What am I going to do with them?
Did you see your blanket was in my video?
Which one?
The one that came out today.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Well, it's very fun because I got to put your video in it because it's so big and it was handmade.
Oh, my blanket.
Your blanket.
Yeah.
Your blanket.
What's your video about?
A baby shower.
Jesse's like the worst gifts I've ever received.
No, baby shower. Literally, your blanket's also so big. I had to bring a whole suitcase literally for the blanket, but I was we need the blanket. But I did.
That blanket is enormous.
It's massive, but I was like, I need it. It's so funny. If like, it's so good. And I don't have anything handmade. That's like one of the only things I have that somebody made me, you know?
I love making stuff.
I know. You're so good at it. And I love that blanket.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
See, I wish I had, if I had storage.
Yeah, that's all you need.
Like, imagine having like a 4-bedroom house with a garage.
I would think about it a lot.
It would be like a fucking rug store.
Yeah.
I would get one of those things on the ceiling so you can go through the blankets like posters at fucking coconuts. Oh my God,
yes.
Remember coconuts? Was that a chain?
What's coconuts? Yes.
It was like a
rug
music
store.
Yeah, like Tower Records.
Oh. I don't remember that. Like I actually wasn't a music store girl.
I wasn't a huge, it depended. I mean, when CDs were still.
Yeah, I would go in, but I never like hung out at the record. Like, I think I hear a lot of people.
Well, I never hung out at the record store. It wasn't like a record store that you hung out in. It was in the strip mall in fucking Albany.
Okay, yeah.
I famously walked to Kmart in like sixth grade.
Whoa.
To get a Donna Summer greatest hits album.
Hell yeah.
Because I had seen her on Family Matters.
Yeah, you had.
And was like, I need more.
I need more of this.
And he was like, we don't have that, but we have the new Jessica Simpson. Which in retrospect, to be like, we don't have Donna Summer, but we have Jessica Simpson. And I was like, okay.
Put it in the bag. I walked 6 miles, so I will take woods, it literally.
It was like a mile and a half. But
wow, that feels like a lot as a kid. What was your first CD?
I don't know. Maybe like Shania Twain.
That's a good one.
That was my first concert.
That's a good one.
When I was like 7.
Wow, that's a good one. I think
I remember my grandmother getting me a Backstreet Boys cassette thinking it was Backstreet Boys.
I'm crying. She did her darndest.
She did.
And you went, what is this?
I was like, who is this?
Mine was Bewitched.
Oh, like.
Yeah. Love those girls.
I don't know any song except for
the
song, which I still listen to at least once a week.
Yeah. There's Roller Coaster, which is actually pretty good. I don't know. I knew that album like the back of my hand is all. And it was even a cool design. What did happen to them?
Some people say I look like me dad.
Yeah. Do you know Alanis Morissette is like on tour right now?
Maybe.
Talk about a concert I'd want to go to. Let me tell you two things about me. Thing number one, I love Alanis Morissette. Thing number two, her songs are in my range. Thing number three, I'm really good at singing.
Here's my thing with Alanis Morissette.
Okay.
I love Alanis Morissette, obviously.
Okay.
But beyond like
Jagged Little Pill. Yeah.
I don't know that I know a lot of Alanis Morissette. And I think that's true for a lot of people who are like, I'm obsessed with Alanis Morissette. And I'm like, name something other than Ironic.
Hand in my pocket. But I'm like, you're naming a lot right now.
Three.
Okay.
A 2-hour concert.
Ironic. Yeah. But the vibes are there. I don't know. I think I love her.
Yeah.
I think I'm a concert girl now. Everybody knows that. Well, maybe I'll bring a cooler.
You really like
a cooler
to dive headfirst into things.
I know. But I'm like.
Jessie like sees a kite she likes and she's like, guess what? I'm going to kite school.
I know. Well, I feel like sometimes I miss out on so many things because I do the opposite. I'll also be like, I don't like kites. I'm anti-kite. If you have a kite party, I'm not coming because I hate kites.
You know, this is like one of the number one ADD symptoms.
What?
Is like getting hyper fixated on things and then moving on to the next.
Well, here's something that's true about me. Never have I ever said I'm not ADD. I've always had ADD. I've always had issues.
No, me too. That's why
I have issues. Okay.
No, as do I. Let's calm down.
Yeah, it is a... Excuse me. It is a, I do get hyper fixated on things.
Which I do too. I mean, let me tell you what I've been cooking, okay?
Ooh.
Let me tell you what I've been cooking.
You're always cooking something fun.
So I don't know if I talked about this here yet, but I saw it on TikTok. This girl, I follow this girl who she says she lost 200 pounds being like low carb and she has all these low carb recipes.
Okay.
And she's not annoying and I like her.
Okay. I love that.
Cause she just like gives the rest, but it's like a pizza crust made out of ground chicken. So it's ground chicken.
I love meat.
Well, it's like ground chicken, right? Okay. Or ground turkey.
Turkey, great.
Which 1 pound of ground turkey has like 122 grams of protein.
Hell yeah.
Okay. Cup of Parmesan.
Yum.
2 eggs.
Oh.
And then like spices, whatever. And then you just like basically flatten it onto a pizza pan or whatever pan, put it in the oven for like 25 minutes at like 400. And then it literally comes out like
crispy,
on the out, like just fucking delicious. And I've been making that as like a base for all different things.
What?
Even like pizza, like sauce, cheese, whatever.
You could put salad on top of it.
I've been putting salad on top, like all kinds of things.
What the actual, because I've been seeing on my TikTok, people can make crust out of cottage cheese.
Interesting.
And I've been like, that looks interesting, but
it's like
I don't
high protein.
How do very you do low carb. It? Oh my God.
And divine.
I've been on a high carb diet is what I would say. Every night I'm like, I guess spaghetti. I guess
I do love pasta. when I can, I've been being pretty good about like low carb and everything, but when I got home from the red eye,
yeah,
I was like, I need like
something,
some comfort.
Yeah.
And I made like rigatoni with hot dogs and butter on it.
Yum.
At 9 a.m. Yeah.
And then did you go to bed?
And then I took like a 3-hour nap and then.
That's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Wow. That sounds really good. I would love that.
Should we do a Hallmark?
Let's tell a Hallmark.
We haven't done one in so long.
Can I say something? I forget what love is. Just kidding.
It could be a thriller.
Let's do a thriller.
Yeah.
Do you want to do a thriller?
Sure.
Okay.
Game is now. I'm like, oh, thrillers
are
harder.
Nervous. Yeah, they are harder. Okay. Do you want me to start?
But funnily enough, they start the same way.
Exactly. That's what's nice about a thriller.
Only instead of finding love, she almost dies.
Exactly. But she solves it. Do you want me to start?
Sure.
Okay. Picture this. I think I'm starting in a small town.
Of course. Well,
because it's a thriller.
It's the best place to live.
Yeah. Small town somewhere in America. Probably Pennsylvania. We don't really know. There's this woman who is a artist.
Okay.
She's an artist.
What kind?
She is a what I would call abstract artist. So she does like some painting. She does some, you know, in famously in Princess Diaries, the balloon art trick. Fill a balloon with paint and throw a dart at it. Make art. You didn't see Princess Diaries?
Well, I did, but not.
Oh, it's a really, to me, it was iconic. The mom and the daughter are talking. They're popping balloons.
At the time. Yeah. It was harder for me to watch Princess Diaries. I had to wait for my dad and brothers to be out of the house.
Well, she's doing stuff like that. It's really interpretative. It's really just like shapes, objects, things. Happy, though. Very happy. She's a fun, happy artist. Mm-hmm. She's doing all these things. And she's got a lot of life in her, dare I say. She's doing well. We start her friends like, oh, my God, I can't believe you had a sold out show. And she's like, I know. It's crazy how my art career has taken off.
She sold the whole lot.
The whole lot got sold. We're talking, I don't know how much money you could make. A lot.
A lot.
I mean, 50% goes to the gallery. But regardless, that's still a lot. Okay? So a lot of money.
And the gallery owner, who's cute.
Really cute. Yes. He's like, I don't know. I'm ballparking here. He, first of all, he's got like, I would say like, what do you call it when it's salt and pepper? You know what I mean? Salt and pepper. He's like a little older. He's sophisticated, if you will. Mm-hmm. He's glasses. He's an art, you know, owner. He's an art show director. He has spectacles. He has spectacles. And
he rents the gallery.
And broad shoulders.
He owns a lot of business. He owns a lot of property. So he's rich.
He's very wealthy and he appreciates art. And he's around, he's a little over 6'2".
Okay.
Okay. Very attractive.
This sounds exactly like there was a guy that owned the art gallery across from Westville. And
really?
He literally is exactly what you've described.
Is he single?
He was single at the time, but it took years before I could even get a
hello.
Hello. Well, I guess I was gawking at him.
Yeah.
He'd be standing outside smoking cigarettes while I'd be like serving tables and I'd be like.
Unfortunately, smoking cigarettes is hot.
What's her name?
What? Her name is Wendy.
Wendy.
Williams.
No relation.
No relation. So yeah. So her friend's like, God, that's so exciting. She's like, aren't you going to that art retreat this weekend? She's like, I am because, you know, all my art is sold. I have to be re-inspired and sort of start my new collection. And there's this art retreat somewhere in Massachusetts. And it's all about, you know, you really disconnect for a week. They take away your phones. You're just in nature. You're connecting to yourself. She's like, that's going to be so fun. I'll watch your cat. She's like, thank you so much. And then we see her driving there. She's singing to Alanis Morissette. We can tell she's really likable and really fun, you know?
Wow. I can't believe we got the copyright to Alanis Morissette.
Yeah, we did. We did. And she's a cooler in the back because she's a cooler girl.
Oh, God. And she's about to almost die.
She gets to this like retreat. And there's a woman there who checks her in who has a sharp haircut. And I'm talking sharp. Short in the front, gets a little longer in the... I meant short in the back, longer in the front, almost Kate plus eight. Okay. That type of cut. But she's older. She's got all white hair and okay, she looks stunning. And she's like, welcome. Your room is ready.
Where only are thing we? I need is it an inn?
We're in an inn in the middle of the woods in Massachusetts.
Okay.
Okay. She says, I need all your electronics.
Question, is the business owner at the retreat or was he brought up for no reason?
He kind of was brought up for no reason, but also just to kind of like realize that there are hot people around us all the time.
Okay. Okay? That was a chicken egg I gave you that you decided to smash.
He might be there. I don't know. He could help us in the end. We don't know what he's doing.
Okay.
But he's hot. And I think about him often. That's just me. So... anyhow, we get to the inn and she's like, I need all your electronics, phones,
yeah,
computers. And she's like, oh, can I keep my watch? The woman's like, no, you can't keep anything that could be tracked. And she says, could be tracked. She's like, yeah, this is all about you connecting with nature. We don't want people to accidentally intrude on that space. She says, I agree. She gives her her stuff. It gets locked away in a lockbox. Little did we know, she didn't sign up. Everyone has to have a roommate, which is unfortunate. But it's true. She opens her door in her room. In her room is a little artist.
A little artist?
Yeah. She's very short. She's like 5 foot, really cute. Young, actually. Really young. Like 22, which you're like, how did you get $12,000 to come on this retreat? The young girl goes, it was $12,000? She goes, yeah, it was a lot of money. I just sold out my show. Thank God I can make it. But
between you and I, my aunt is running the thing.
Ah, and that's good to know. A spy in the room. Do you want to take over?
Yeah. You didn't give a whole lot of details on this trip.
We're just getting there. There's also there's five people. There's six in total.
And they need roommates?
There's only three rooms.
What's her name again? Wendy?
Wendy Williams.
And what's the roommate's name?
Smidge. Smidge McGee.
Smidge. She's short and her name is Smidge.
Yeah. Smidge.
Hi. So she introduces herself. Hi, I'm Smidge. But my friends call me Smidgey. And Wendy's like, hi, I'm Wendy Williams. But my friends call me, how you doing, as a prank. And she's like, just kidding. But my name is Wendy Williams. It's actually a very common name.
True.
But my art is just under Wendy. Because I don't want people to think that my art is by Wendy Williams.
Although I do think it would, you know, get a lot of traffic that way.
For sure. But for the right reasons, we don't know.
Yeah.
And so she's like, I'm so excited to be here. I've really been wanting to get back to nature landscapes. Mm. That used to be my thing when I first got into art school.
Yeah.
But when I dropped out and the mood shifts.
Oh, wow.
And Smidge is like, why'd you have to drop out of art school?
Yeah, wait a second.
She's like, oh, I don't want to talk about it. And she's like, okay, well, if you ever want to talk about it. And then Wendy's sitting and kind of disassociating, you know, we see a small flashback.
Oh.
To her being picked on at art school.
No.
Yeah, by a blonde girl.
Wait.
And she shakes it off, whatever. Ugh. Smidge is like, do you want to go together to the welcome dinner?
Yeah.
And she's like, sure. And so they go to the welcome dinner. She meets the other people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everybody's nice.
Really nice.
The head woman, Persephone.
Persephone.
That's the woman with the short haircut.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is very excited, talking about whatever. We're missing one. There's one person not at the table.
Interesting.
There's also one hot man at the table.
Who's the hot man?
His name is Javier.
Javier.
His name's Javier, and he's hot.
He's so hot.
In an artist type of way.
Oh, my God. He's, like, got really dark hair.
Yeah.
Just, like... I would say he's wearing oversized shirts, but in a cool way. It's like nothing fits, but everything fits.
A tight shirt, but loose pants.
Yeah, exactly. And like his arms, you can tell there's muscle there.
I'm like, somebody is a painter.
Yeah, exactly. Okay?
He's always holding the brush.
Yeah.
And so things are like, you know, she's flirting kind of with Javier. Finally, yeah. Our last guest comes.
Okay.
And standing at the table is... Emily.
No.
Is the girl from the flashback. Okay. Emily is the girl that.
The bully.
Bullied her out of art school.
Oh my God.
Her heart freezes.
Freezes.
She's tense.
Tight.
Okay. She's eating a veggie chili on couscous.
Yum.
Prepared by Persephone.
Okay.
With pine nuts.
Yummy.
Everybody's very excited about it. Okay.
Who wouldn't be?
It's very much what they would serve in an art retreat, you know?
Yes.
And she's thinking. Before she's enjoying it, you know? And yeah. Now she's not having, she can't eat.
No.
Okay, she's getting sweaty.
She's 18 again.
The panic.
Oh.
Emily reaches down. Hi, I'm Emily.
She realizes she doesn't even remember her. What a move.
But the relief.
Oh.
Takes over her because she's like, okay, she doesn't remember me. We'll start fresh.
Yeah.
Or I just have to get through 2 days. In fact, we see her back in the room before Smidge comes back.
Yeah.
She's on the phone with her friend and she's telling her, you're never going to believe who's here. She doesn't. You know what? She doesn't have the phone. You're right.
Yeah.
She's writing in her journal.
Smart.
And we're hearing her write it.
Yeah.
But we're here. Yeah.
Exactly.
She's writing a postcard.
Smart.
A postcard to her friend.
That's really nice.
You'll never guess who's here. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Thanks for checking in on the cat. I'll write again tomorrow. And she sends it off.
Yeah.
Smidge is like, I'll mail it out for you.
Yeah.
The next day, okay, we're at the first art thing.
Okay, yeah, first art.
Okay, everybody's learning how to paint landscape trees.
Ooh.
Emily is going on and on. She's very braggy.
Very
talking
braggy.
About everything she's done. She works in corporate art.
Oh.
She paints murals for the likes of Google and Yahoo.
Marriott.
And Ask Jeeves.
Exactly.
You know, she actually designed Jeeves for
Ask
Jeeves.
I didn't know that. That is incredible.
And everyone's kind of rolling their eyes
a little bit,
you know? And
yeah.
Finally we see her and another girl that's there, Diane.
Oh.
And Diane's like, this one likes to talk about herself, huh?
Yeah.
We have an ally.
Thank
okay.
God.
She's like, oh, I'm glad I wouldn't say anything, but
yeah.
She talks a lot.
She's a talker.
they kind of hit it off, you know? And
yeah.
Emily's like, what's that? And they're like, nothing.
Nothing. Yeah. Love that. Kiki.
That night at dinner.
Yeah.
Emily's sitting across from Wendy.
No.
And she's like, so Wendy. Tell me about yourself. And she's like, when do I, you know, do this, I do that, I do this, I do that. And then she's like, wait, what's the name of your the show?
Yeah.
Because what's the name of your gallery? She rents the space, so
right.
She names it. And she's like, and that's when Smidge is like, Wendy Williams, not the same as whatever. And then Emily's like, oh, I knew a Wendy Williams in art school. She was the biggest loser I'd ever met. In all of my days.
Oh, my God.
And Wendy kind of starts fuming.
Well, yeah.
A little, you know? But she doesn't say anything, you know? She just lets it roll off her back like water on a duck.
Holds it in.
And then more of these events are happening, okay? She's like mention it. She's just, she hates Emily.
She really
is. And we all hate Emily.
Honestly, everyone hates Emily.
Do you want to take over?
Okay. And so everyone hates Emily. And Wendy's getting, she's trying to let it go, but it's building up, you know? Because then Emily keeps being like, you know.
I fucked that girl's boyfriend.
Who, what? Whose boyfriend?
That girl I was talking about, the loser from art school.
You fucked Wendy Williams' boyfriend?
Yes.
In college?
Yeah, well, he said that they weren't even actually dating, that the poor girl had made it all up in her head.
He said that?
Yeah.
Oh my God. And now Wendy's doing that thing where she's like pretending to be close to Emily because she's like, I need to get this intel. Because let me tell you something, Kurt, which was his name, Kurt, the love of my life, I thought in art school was the only reason that I stayed at that art school.
For as long as she did.
Yeah. And then when Kurt broke up with me.
And she's like, oh my God, Kurt, he wasn't even going to break up with her, but I convinced him to. I told him that if he broke up with her, I would give him head because he had never gotten it at that point. And yeah.
Wendy was like, I was a virgin. I obviously wasn't going to do that, but I was great at kissing and I was kissing him a lot.
Yeah. And I rubbed it over the pants.
Exactly. I was doing what needed to be done.
But he, so she gets him to break up with her. And then when he comes back, I told him he was a creep.
He was a creep.
So like Emily ruined the relationship for no reason.
She just wanted to do it.
Yeah.
Okay. And then Wendy is fuming. Wendy is fuming at this part, at this point. And Wendy's William, sorry. And what? No. And Emily's roommate is Diane. Diane, who we've gotten in with because we're friends with her. Mm. And so we're like, Diane, can I talk to you for a second? Does she have like personal things in her room? And like, what are they?
And she's like, I'll look around for you.
Yeah, I'm like, if she has any type of journal, like I remember in college, this girl wrote down everything. I don't know what she was writing down, but I would be interested to know.
I'll look.
Thank you.
And then also, so, what's the main girl's name again?
Wendy Williams.
Wendy is writing another postcard.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Okay, we cut to, Diane going yes. through, she finds a journal.
Okay.
She opens the journal. What falls out? The two postcards.
No.
That Smidge took to mail.
That said that Emily's here. So Emily now knows who Wendy is.
So we know.
We know.
And so Diane comes and she's like, I wasn't able to take the journal, but I will say when I opened it, two postcards signed by you came out. This is them. And she's like, oh my God, these are the postcards I wrote. So immediately
freaking out because Wendy, then she's like, when then she's like, Emily told me about Kurt for on purpose.
Mm-hmm. And then Wendy goes to Smidge and is like, do you know why these would? And she was like, oh, I the mailbox is right next to like everyone has access, basically. Yeah. And so Smidge is a nice person.
Okay.
You know, it's not her fault.
Okay.
We find out that, in fact, Emily went into the mailbox after she heard them drop in. And so.
Which is illegal.
Which is illegal.
Thank you.
Mail fraud.
Exactly.
But.
Yeah.
Wendy Williams is like, okay, there's only like one more night on this thing.
Yeah.
When I get back, well, I'm going to like, this girl's fucking crazy. I can't deal with it. Right?
Deal.
They're at dinner, whatever. No one else is showing up to dinner except for Diane.
Yeah.
Emily, Wendy Williams.
Yeah.
And Smidge.
Okay. Javier is doing something. He's probably having sex with someone.
Javier is another hot guy we just see. He has no...
We don't have time for romance, okay?
But at this point, they're like, where is everyone?
Where is everybody?
And we don't know where everyone is. And it's obviously awkward. And Emily was like, I wouldn't worry about them. And Smidge is like, I'm going to go check on my aunt. And Emily's like, you should. And then she goes, we hear Smidge scream.
No.
What? What happened? She's dead.
Persephone?
Persephone's dead.
You're kidding me.
Javier's dead.
No.
All the other three women who didn't have any lines.
Dead.
Dead.
The hot guy from the gallery is there?
He's not there yet.
Okay, good.
Everyone.
Everyone is dead. This is getting scary, Chris.
Everyone is dead. Smidge comes running in. Everybody's dead. My aunt's dead. Whatever. And of course, Diane and Wendy Williams are beside themselves.
Shocked.
What happened? What happened? What They're happened? Like, we need help, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, call the ambulance.
What do we hear? A ring in Emily's pocket.
I'm sorry.
Emily has her phone.
Okay.
And they're like, Emily, you have your phone. Call 911. And she's like, okay, I'll call 911. And she like takes out her phone. She's like, they're not answering. This is going on for a while. Smidge is like, give me your phone. I'll call 911. She takes out her phone. She goes, you never called 911.
Oh my God.
And Emily goes, I really wish you hadn't seen that. Pushes her and she dies because this is a lifetime and that's all it takes.
Oh my God. Right out the window or something.
Yeah. She knocks her head on the table.
Yeah. Always.
Poor little Smidge.
Oh my God. Smidgey poo.
Is dead. Okay. At this point, Diane, absolutely freaking out.
Of course.
She's like, I'm going to go get help and goes to run. What happens? She trips and dies. Of course
she does. Yep. Dead.
All that's left. Wendy Williams.
Stop.
And Emily.
Oh my God.
Wendy Williams is like, well, I wish I could say I was surprised.
Yeah.
And Emily's like, you listen to me, you stupid fucking bitch.
Wow.
You ruined my entire fucking life. I was in love with
Kurt.
And he wanted nothing to do with me. And then when you dropped out of school, he was so depressed that he wouldn't even talk to me. And he blamed me. Can you believe that? And it ruined my entire life. I started failing out of school. I flunked out of school as soon as you dropped out. And
Wendy
is like, what are you talking about? You work for all these companies. She's like, you're so fucking naive. I've worked at a car wash since the day we graduated, and not the same one. I got fired from all of them and I have to get different jobs at different car washes around the Baltimore area.
Oh my God.
And she's like, but you look so amazing. And she's like, I stole this off of a woman I killed on the way here. And Wendy is like, Emily?
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be like this.
Mm-mm.
We're always looking for people at my gallery.
Yes.
We could have you. And she's like, you're looking for people. And she smashes the bottle of kombucha on the table.
Stop.
She's wielding it as a weapon.
Stop it.
And she's like, I will have your gallery. I'll have everything that you have. And she's at this point over her with the thing. Okay?
Oh my God.
Suddenly, she's knocked in the head.
What?
Emily.
Yes.
Knocked in the head and flies off of her.
Who?
And Wendy Williams jumps and is like, turns around. It is.
The gallery.
The gallery owner.
I knew it. I knew it.
The gallery owner. And he's like, I was trying to call you. Somebody tried breaking into the gallery. And I just wanted to make sure they didn't take anything. And when you didn't answer for 2 days,
I got scared.
And then when I went to the gallery, I found traces of gasoline.
Oh.
And this thing. And it was that Emily had gone to. That's why she was late.
Oh, my God.
Because she was going to try to burn down her gallery while no one was there. But he was able to save it.
Thank God. And there's like tension kind of between them.
100%. And then, of course, Emily is, you just hear her saying, so you ruined that too. And then he turns around. She's there. What happens? Wendy Williams.
Yeah.
Jumps up.
Yeah.
Has a wicker. There's a wicker.
Chair?
A wicker.
Decorative.
Goes on the door.
Wreath.
Oh. A wicker wreath that's been there. It's been in the shot
the whole time.
And it's quite large.
And pretty.
And she slams it over her. shoves her onto the table.
Yeah.
And then ties her to the table.
Wow.
And then her and the gallery guy make out until the cops come.
That's actually super romantic.
And then 1 year later, she's walking out of the house. She's like, thank you, babe. I'll see you at the show tonight. He says, I can't wait. Kisses her. It's the guy from the gallery.
Of course it is.
Okay. She's at the gallery show. We see a mysterious woman.
Oh, no. Oh,
with
no.
long black hair. Oh. Nothing like.
No, nothing. Nothing like Emily.
And she looks up at the art and there's a stranger there. And he's like, oh, isn't it gorgeous? And she was like, and she like looks up and says, I couldn't have painted one better myself. Cut.
Oh, my God. It's a trilogy. It's the Wendy Williams trilogy. Wendy Williams trilogy. That was stunning. I was scared.
Thank you.
I was really scared.
I brought that home, if I do say so myself.
Yeah, that was you. I forgot how a thriller works. I'm being honest.
Yeah.
I'm being honest. But I did love having Smidge. I thought Smidge was clutch. I really think that. And Emily, that
Smidge was a clutch.
Emily, you know, a bully. That's the thing about bullies. They can get worse. Smidge was clutch.
On that note.
Gorgeous.
Live every day.
Yeah.
Like you are the oldest.
We love you. Bye.
The Middle Children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rude.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.